A face-off between the Christian East, led by Russia, and the Zionist West, brokered by America, is now at high tide in Syria. And the leading player of the conflict is Vladimir Putin, whom Jewry fears more than any other man. Putin delivered a clear message to the Zionist West last November by sending the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Kirill, on a religious mission to Syria. "God will protect the Syrian Orthodox Christians," declared the Patriarch upon landing in Damascus just prior to meeting with the Syrian leader, Bashar al-Assad. And the signal still rings in Jewry's ears. Putin will not allow the Zionist-controlled axis of evil, America, Israel, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, to fragment Syria into competing militias, nor allow a Sunni versus Shia feud to spread to Russia's sphere of influence in the Caucasus and Central Asia and disrupting its allies' stability in Western China. And no, Putin will not allow a repeat in Syria of what Zionist NATO did in Libya, where those who engage in humanitarian murder are the good guys, while those who call for diplomacy and restraint, like Russia and China, are the bad guys.
Тем более, нас это не радует, что мы наблюдаем попытки отдельных участников международного общения сохранить свое привычное влияние. Причем часто прибегают наши партнеры к односторонним действиям, вопреки нормам международного права. Это проявляется в так называемых гуманитарных операциях, экспорте ракетно-бомбовой демократии и вмешательство во внутренние конфликты. Мы видим, насколько противоречиво и разбалансированно идет процесс реформ в Северной Африке и на Ближнем Востоке. А трагические ливийские события, безусловно, у многих стоят перед глазами. И безусловно, также нельзя повторить подобные сценарии в других странах, например, в Сирии. Стреляют и ракетные удары постоянно наносят тут и там. Они молодцы. А те, кто предупреждают о необходимости сдержанного диалога, те вроде как и в чем-то виноваты.
Yep, that's right. The Zionist West is all about guns and missile diplomacy. But Putin has a few guns and missiles up his own sleeve, which he's prepared to use against Zionist aggressors in Syria. It's a whole new game, says Vladimir Putin.
Нечто такое, что, мне кажется, должно подталкивать наших коллег и наших партнеров к более конструктивной работе, чем до сих пор мы это видим. Что я имею в виду? Совсем недавно, совсем несколько лет назад, лично нам не говорили, но я знаю, что они говорили своим, говорили, ладно, пускай там Россия ковыряется, нам уже даже не очень интересно. У них там ржавчина одна осталась. Ну, это не так. Сегодня это уже совсем не так.
Indeed, the stakes are high for Putin in Syria, as his foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, warned the Zionist West just last week.
I have already said at the Security Council that Russia will not sanction the use of force. This is not because we are protecting Assad, but because we know that some of those calling for military intervention want to turn Syria into a battleground for domination in the Islamic world.
You see, America, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia are simply pawns in the hands of Zionist Jewry. For domination in the Islamic world devolves upon Zionism's master plan, a greater Israel, stretching from the Nile to the Euphrates, as inscribed on the Israeli Agarot coins, with control of all the oil fields in between, whereby Jewry will have the entire world by the throat. And the biggest pawn of them all is Hillary Clinton, Zionism's Gentile warrior goddess. This silly gal recently came out in favor of the Syrian rebels at a conference in Turkey called Support the Opposition.
We move now to the violence in Syria and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's tough words for the regime of Bashar al-Assad. She made her remarks at a conference in Turkey called to Support the Opposition.
But who are these rebels that this silly woman loves so much? Well, according to Hillary herself, she's a little short on brains, you know. These rebels are in league with the same ones that America is fighting in Afghanistan and the Gaza Strip, Al-Qaeda and Hamas.
We have a very dangerous set of actors in the region, Al-Qaeda, Hamas, and those who are on our terrorist list, to be sure, supporting, claiming to support the opposition.
And now it has come to light that Clinton's beloved Free Syrian Army not only brandishes AK-47s, but poses with Al-Qaeda flags as a backdrop, white Arabic writing on a black field, while chanting jihad against Syria. So much for Hillary's freedom-loving terrorists. But one man stands tall, Vladimir Putin, whose naval base in Syria's port of Tartus he has, in so many words, vowed to defend, and upholding Syria's resistance to Jewish quest to dominate the entire Islamic world is at the top of Putin's things to do. And believe me, the one who gave the Zionists a bloody nose in Georgia, Vladimir Putin, can give an even bloodier one in Syria.